telling my grandson about Wonder Woman. He says, Grandma, I've never heard you say you wanted anything. And I said, my wants are very few, but they're
yeah.
He said, when I told him the retail price on him, he just about fell out of the chair.
Yeah, I know. He was following me in here today. I think he probably wanted to look at it.
Yes.
He certainly could if he wants. He wants to get him in here.
He's going to Dartmouth.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Right now, he's going there now, or he will be?
He will be the last of August.
This will be his first year there.
Mm-hmm.
My.
He did so good in high school that he has a potential also. My son is sending
him.
We're happy.
I hope he has a scholarship and some things.
Yes,
too.
He does. Two grants, I think, and a scholarship.
Oh, good.
But it takes more than that.
I know. I went to a school like that too, and always an expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tremendously expensive.
Let's see, we get a BI grant. And the scholarship in the school, and I think there's a Crown Zarabach. And there are several grants, but it's just about, my son said, it's just about two-thirds enough to get in there. And we'll still have to keep him up after he gets in. It's a good school, so
oh, it sure is, yeah.
That we want the best for him. He has it.
Yeah, he must if he can get in there.
Oh yeah, he has. He made the IQ test this time. They sent him a bunch of papers, but to see if there was any point in thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just made it fine. He's a very serious boy. Serious.
He must be friendly too.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, yeah, he's really friendly.
He's my youngest son's oldest boy.
And this is the son that lives in Bothell.
Seattle.
Bothell.
Yeah. Seattle. Yeah. He's been gone several days, and I was kind of concerned about it. And I didn't get a phone call, so I told Mary Jo. I said he's coming back, or they'd call and tell me he wasn't. He got in at 11:30 and we never heard him.
Oh, he just snuck in,
he's thoughtful.
That's nice. Yeah.
That was Ted. He always says, Mom, I'm home. Because I worry about him.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm home. And then I can't go back to sleep. But then I know he's home.
But you wouldn't like it if he didn't
no.
say that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we might as well get back at it here.
Mm-hmm.
The word for arrowhead? A wooden arrowhead?
A wooden arrowhead.
Tsatsutaquit. Doesn't sound familiar, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. We can get it later when he's here, if you want. We'll just go on the ones that you have, and then
okay.
And then when he's here sometime,
okay.
I'll put a little R by it so I know that it's for him. Okay, we got the word for autumn, didn't we? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We got the word for axe.
Mm-hmm.
What about?
Did we get axe?
Yeah, Hisiak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Hisiak,
yeah. Back? Your back?
He tucks us.
He tucks us. Okay, is that at or off?
Us.
Okay. He talks. Bad.
Bad, with S.
With S.
Mm-hmm.
Wik is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one that sounds like Klyas? Klyas?
Klyas.
Is that bad also?
Mm-hmm. Mean.
Oh.
That means mean.
Klyas.
Klyas.
Yeah, okay. A bag or a sack.
Well, a gunny sack is le sac.
Le sac.
Mm-hmm.
sounds like English. Or
yes,
sounds like French.
Mm-hmm.
Le sac.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is there any other kind of sack besides gunny sack?
I think that,
Plar Irish? It's probably not. It's got a funny word there for it. Uh-huh. Le sac is probably best.
I think that the paper bag would be Chusachtidik. No, that. See, they never had these things in those days.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I wondered about that.
Mm-hmm. They. I don't even know if there's a word for flour sack. All that I can think of is gunny sack.
Yeah, well, that's probably about it. I would imagine that they didn't have any words for that until it was brought in.
Lay
sock
so.
Sounds like it, like sack to me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Le sac.
Barberry. I don't know what a barberry is, but
barberry.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't know what kind that is.
I don't either. Klukshudukobut.
Oh.
That's the way he spells it. Klukshud.
Klukshudukobut.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Klukshudukobut. Is that the barber?
I guess it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too well informed on bushes and roots and Klukshudukobut, I've heard that word many times. That's kind of funny too, because you start off with the word Klukshud.
Yeah, I know it's
very confusing.
Maybe that's what he ate.
Maybe.
I wonder if ravens eat that or something.
Possibly.
Could be.
Klukshudukobut.
Harpoon barbs?
Harpoon barbs. You have to get that from Roger too.
Okay.
I think I know, but you better get it from him.
Yeah. Bark. I know you know that one.
Cedar bark or...
Well, let's try cedar bark first. That's...
Well, after the outer bark is peeled, we call that we use for baskets, pitsup. But that isn't the outer bark. Do you want the outer bark?
Let's get pitsup first.
Pitsup.
Pitsup.
Mm-hmm. That's cedar bark for baskets.
That's the inner bark that
inner
you use for
bark,
baskets.
Uh-huh.
And then the outer bark?
The altar bar. Better put Roger on that
okay.
too. Because I think I know, but I'd like to have him say it.
I think I know what it is too. Sakabis.
Huh?
Is it Sakabis?
Cobbs.
Is that right?
Cobbs is right. Mm-hmm.
What's more?
Cobbs.
Cobbs.
Mm-hmm. That's any kind of bark.
Well, just any kind of bark.
Mm-hmm.
Then every tree probably has its own word for its bark, doesn't it? Or is it only cedar bark that you use?
Cedar bark is the only one that we use on baskets. The spruce, hemlock, and other trees that we have, they have names.
Uh-huh.
But, let me see.
Do you know of anybody in Nia Bay who would have been really familiar with all the names of the plants and things like that?
I know this very, very old man, Jack Chester.
He might, huh?
He might. He'd be the only one. Nora wouldn't know because there are so many.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would say that he would be the only one that...
He'd probably know some names of animals too, wouldn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wonder if he would talk to me sometime. Do you think he would?
Certainly. It's hard to keep him going on in the same channel.
Oh.
But I wish that we were in town at the same time and Roger could go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are sometimes he doesn't understand. Otherwise, his mind is clear.
Yeah, but he has trouble understanding English sometimes.
Yes,
oh.
He does. And his English is just awful.
Well, that's all right. You expect that from the old people.
It is just impossible to describe how he talks. Because he's picked up words, great big words that people have said, and he uses them any old time, any old things. You know, it's just awful, but his macaw is just something else. A speech that he gives when he stands at a gathering is just simply wonderful. But when he turns into English, oh, you just can't understand two words. They don't relate to each other at all, three words. And they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you ever see anybody like that?
I've heard about that before.
Oh, and he's such a wonderful person in the Macaw language, but man, when he, like Roger always says, I hope he does this in Macaw when he gets up on his feet, you know. He's always been such a wonderful speaker.
Mm.
And it's advanced Indian, you know. And it is just simply wonderful.
Beautiful. I might go to visit him sometime.
Yes. He would like, he's lonely.
He
though.
Probably likes company, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. What time is it best to see him?
Well, I imagine during their, during visiting hours, I think that any time after 1 o'clock, it would pay for you to go see him. Knowing that he might start rambling on in his big words, you know, if you know that he's going to do that, why?
Yeah. Well, I don't mind that. I think I can probably bring him back around to train of thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's friendly.
He's very friendly.
Yeah. What's the name of the rest home that he's in?
He's at the old Campbell House. It's changed name, but you'll find it if you say the old Campbell House. The old Campbell home, nursing home.
Okay. Okay, I'll get there that way.
And you ask for Jack LeChester.
Okay. Yeah. You think he'd object to a tape recorder?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
No, he's nice.
Well, I might stop and see him then, because it would be, you know, I think that that's one of the important things to save is the names for plants and stuff
yes,
like that. And if
yes.
he's the last one that knows them,
mm-hmm.
they ought to be recorded.
Mm-hmm. If he would understand what kind of plant you...
Yeah, that's right. He's,
that's going to make...
He can't see very well, can he?
Pretty good.
Could he see a picture in a book, do you think?
If it was large enough.
So he might be able to tell
mm-hmm.
which plant it was by that.
Yes, that would be important to have that along.
Yeah.
It would be important. I wish that we had taken time with my uncle when he was here. He has medications that he makes for ulcers of the stomach. And each time he comes, he always says that, well, I didn't bring it this time. It wasn't the right time of the year to gather it. And he explained to me, when I send it, it'll be bright red. And if you can see the bottom of the cup, you're supposed to take a cupful at a time. Imagine taking that much. And if you can see the bottom of the cup, it's not strong enough. Must be very healing.
Must be.
Because he's in his 90s now.
Yeah. He makes it out of plants or something, you think?
Roots.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think it's roots.
It must be to get a bright red color. Yeah.
And he has mm-hmm. Heart medications too.
He was a doctor?
No.
I mean an Indian doctor?
No.
He wasn't?
He just family handed down.
Oh, just the old recipes?
Mm-hmm. Now we use crabapple bark here for stomach trouble and for whatever. It's very healing. I had to take it for 4 years. Something was wrong with my stomach. And I can still taste the
bother.
Uh-huh.
How do you make a tea or?
Uh-huh. I had to make mine awfully weak. Because, But the worst was when I was on olive oil. Eww, that's awful. Oh, that's terrible.
What did you take that for?
For one doctor gave it to me for ulcers of the stomach.
Olive oil.
Went with a certain kind of a diet. And when I took that olive oil, believe me, I didn't want to eat anything else. I got down to 98 pounds.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't imagine drinking olive oil.
Oh, and I had to do that for 4 years.
4 years?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I had to stay on that diet for 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
This was a medical doctor that told
mm-hmm.
you to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't imagine how awful that is to look forward to the after effects of it, how it affects you.
Yeah.
Greasing. I took out some seal oil yesterday. Roger, don't care for seal oil. And I said, let's dip in seal oil this time. We had dried fish yesterday, and I guess you can smell it in the house, yeah.
I can't smell anything.
Oh, good. So I said, we're going to have dried fish and potatoes. We're going to dip in seal oil.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay. But it was good, but him and I don't care for sea oil. Not very much.
Well, you know, Katie, when she was here, was saying that in the old days they didn't have ulcers. I wonder if that's why, because they ate so much sea oil.
Well, they never fried anything.
I guess that's right. They didn't worry either, for one thing.
Well, no, they didn't worry, and they didn't need to go to the store for anything, excepting baking powder, because they cooked with seawater. That was their salt.
Cooked with seawater, huh? They and salt that got, I wondered about that because I knew that they didn't have salt.
Yeah, they cooked with seawater.
Oh.
And they eat a lot of the seafoods raw, which I think is very good for the body. The iodine or nothing is disturbed. It has all the qualities that you need for your for your system. And they, if they had potatoes, it was boiled, or it was baked in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
They boiled everything. Nothing was fried.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, and it's interesting too, when I was a small child, it was very seldom that any of the old people had a stroke.
Hmm.
My grandmother's sister had a stroke, and I remember she was at my grandmother's house, and my grandmother said she would have lived a long time, but she was attacked by a big dog and frightened and caused her to have a stroke because she was old. And here are now people have strokes when they're 30 years old.
Yeah. Did they take medicines to keep strokes away, or was it just their healthiness?
I think it was their diet.
Must be.
Mm-hmm. There was no cholesterol in their blood, you see.
Mm.
I understand the Eskimos don't have heart attacks or strokes.
Mm.
That's what, and they eat everything raw. Ooh,
mm.
Their seal meat is raw. I saw on the TV and it made me ill. They sliced the liver and it was a delicacy. They only gave a little tiny bit to different one. As is! So full of blood, it just, oh, yeah. I told Rhonda, I can't watch that any longer. Makes me
you don't want to be an Eskimo, huh?
No, thank you.
No, I can't take raw food either. I'm not even sure I could eat a lot of the seafoods here raw. Like,
no.
You know, somebody told me about eating sea urchins.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just going on about how wonderful they were, but I don't know that I could
eat them. Well, I've never acquired the taste for them, and I wish I had, because and the sea urchin, it must carry real heavy in iodine, because there was a man here that owned the restaurant where the tribal album, and he's a white man, and he could barely walk. Oh, he's got a silver joint in his hip, and he suffered and suffered and suffered, and somebody told him eat a certain amount of sea urchins a day. I couldn't do that. I'd like to, because I know it would help me.
It helps joints and things like that.
I guess. Mm-hmm. It must carry medication that helps the joints.
It must, yeah.
Because There's no cure for arthritis, but the Indians have medications for arthritis. And that's one of them, a heavy diet of syrup. And my grandmother used to try to make me eat some in the evening because I had trouble sleeping. My stomach was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any rest at night. And it has a... it carries a little sedation, a little bit.
I'll be good.
But I never could eat enough to do me any good.
You don't like them, huh?
No,
hmm.
Not that much. About 2 weeks ago, someone asked me if I wanted some, and I said no. And I should. I really should. It would help me, but I can't.
Couldn't flavor them up with
no,
ketchup or something.
No. When we were small, we were never allowed to eat the bony part of the salmon or the fish. Now, fish had big salmon heads and the halibut heads. Now, I like halibut heads if it's smoked for a few days. But salmon heads, I don't care for at all.
You didn't eat those in the old
no.
days, huh?
Not my family.
Oh.
My grandmother was against the children eating it. Did you ever see older people that go like this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that was because they ate fish heads.
Oh, they kind of shook because they... What are we doing?
So we were never alone. And I still prefer the tail part of the salmon or the tail part of halibut because I was never allowed to eat the upper part or fair bones.
They were afraid that you'd get a bone in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And the tail part is free from bones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they always think that I'm just generous when I cut off a little piece of the tail part, they can have the other part. But I'm just accustomed to it.
Helen Peterson, I was at a salmon bake, and she said that she likes the tail part best, too.
Oh.
So she says that's the best part.
Well, maybe she was brought up that.
She might have been, because somebody else was saying that the part right by the front fins
yeah,
is the
that's
best.
The
now, that's called Kiki beef soup
yeah,
or something like
uh-huh.
that.
Kikibit
or
something.
Yeah.
That's the fattest part.
Yeah.
That's the fatty part of the salmon.
And so it's richest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You learn a lot at a salmon bake.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, back to work. this is really interesting. You know, I think that modern medicine would do well to study a lot of these old remedies.
Yes.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
I know that if Albert Jackson, that's my uncle from Canada, I know that if he wanted to, he could come up with something for TB. He could come up with TB or the bone medicine.
Oh boy.
He could come up with an ulcer medicine and something to prevent strokes, something for migraine headaches. He has all those things. And he always tells me, if you'll just come over and stay in the right time of the year, but you just come for overnight and you have to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, he's very careful that he's superstitious. He thinks if everybody knows about this, that it'll lose its power. You know.
Hmm.
That's how they kept it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his wife had medications for childbirth.
Hmm.
And you do not deliver a baby until you're completely relaxed. And those pains are such that they are so agonizing that I would defy anybody to relax at a time like that.
Mm.
But some people have medications. Now I know the Swans do. Ruth Swan, I know, had childbirth medications, and Albert Jackson has.
Hmm.
I suppose it relaxes and everything comes naturally.
Hmm.
That's very, very, very important to me, because in my family we had long labors, 4 days, 3 days. If we had natural childbirth, 3 and 4 days of hard labor, and I don't mean 2 and 3 minutes apart, I mean a minute or so apart. When my son George was born, the doctor came 3 times before he stayed. And he said, I don't know if you're going to make it or not. And I said, I don't care at this stage of the game. I don't care if I do. And he got here after a while. But, and I told my husband, I said, that's it. Never again. I had 4 children then. I wouldn't go through that again. But it must have been good for me, because I've never had any surgery. I've never had any correctment or anything like these young women are having.
Mm.
They're having problems that I've never had.
Yeah, they try to make it too easy.
Yeah. I think it's wrong to do that. It's wrong to suffer for 4 days too, but
yeah.
Then there were the old times, that's the only way they had them.
Yeah. Well, they probably had good medicines for everything.
Oh, yes.
Take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of hit in the period between when they had the good Indian medicines and when they had the good white people's medicines. So. It's the wrong time.
I had doctors for 2 of my children, a doctor and a nurse, and that's why I have a bad arm. This doctor had a new method, and he shot me in the arm there, real deep, and instead of the pains being, oh, my husband was this kind that got a doctor right away, and oh, I told him it'll be days before I need a doctor. Don't get a doctor. No, we're too far from the hospital. I'm afraid. So here come this doctor and this nurse. I said, I don't need you people yet. My pains are half hour apart. That means 2 or 3 days. And he says, no, I don't. I'll have your baby here within the hour, he said. So he shot me in the arm. Bang, bang, bang. The pains come right on top of each other and the baby.